Hello, hello, welcome, welcome to Advocate for Justice, your host, Valerie J. You are listening to Advocate for Justice on the radio station, WAMF LP 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. Yes, yes you are. Thank you for tuning in to us today. We are here every Wednesday from 12 to 1. On this radio station, at this time, on this date, Wednesday from 12 to 1, on WAMF LP 90.3 FM. If you cannot hear us on your radio station, you always can go to the website, WAMF.org. Go to WAMF.org, click on that link. Then you can find out all about the radio station. Then you slide on down. You're going to see Advocate for Justice. Yes, you're going to see Advocate for Justice. And you're going to see another broadcast. And you're going to see Valerie's thoughts or Valerie's thinking or something. I am the host, Valerie J, Advocate for Justice. So, and plus, you can give a donation. So you give a donation, then we can reach out more and more in the territory. We can go further and further out. This is a community, a radio station. The voice of the people could come on. And guess what? You can speak. Simple as that. You could contact our station manager. The one and only best one in the land, Chaco. I'm going to give a shout out to my producer, my manager of the radio station, who I appreciate. Yes. And I thank Wade for hooking us up. Yes, yes. And Wade is an organizer. Wade will organize anybody, anytime for labor. He is labor through and through. He believe in organizing. I really appreciate Wade. So, but nevertheless, you are here on the Advocate for Justice radio show with your true and only host, Valerie J. Yes, thank you, thank you. Of course, we are celebrating what? December, we are celebrating what? Christmas. You might don't believe in Christmas. I believe in Christmas. In this household, we believe in Christmas. I'm not here to promote Christmas, but we're going to talk about Christmas. I'm telling you, if you listen to us, hopefully you do, and you support us, and you share this information in this radio station with your family, with your friends, with your community, yes, about WAMF, about Advocate for Justice, that you give us a shout out in your neighborhood, in your community. If they cannot listen to us on the radio, 90.3 FM, you always gonna go to the what? To the website, WAMF.org. So, but we going to celebrate Christmas. And I'm going to start out with this song. Then I'm going to come back and tell you a little something about Advocate for Justice. We will be playing Motown this week. Last week I played gospel Christmas songs. This week I'm going to play Motown. Yes, I like Motown. Yes, I do. I understand their words and their music. Stevie Wonder. What Christmas mean to me, Stevie Wonder.
Oh yeah, candles burning low, lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice, everywhere we go, choirs singing carols, right outside my door, all these things and more. Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know what I mean. Creatures that reach out, reach underneath the mistletoe. Kiss you once and then some more, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, and such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair. Pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight. And all these things and more, baby. Christmas means to me, my love.
Yes, that is a Christmas song by Stevie Wonder. What Christmas means to me. Y'all, I'm telling you, I just got through listening to that. Y'all, I'm thinking about another song. You are listening to Advocate for Justice, your host, Valerie J, on the WAMF LP 90.3 FM radio station located where? In New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm thinking about Luther Vandross. Y'all, let's move it. Let's move it a little further. Let's play some
A Merry Little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself Christmas night. in a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
That's Luther. Nobody like Luther. Luther Vandross. That man had a voice, y'all. That man had a voice. I can listen to Luther all day. But nevertheless, I'm not. Because you are listening to Advocate for Justice Valerie J on WAMF LP 90.3 FM radio station, New Orleans, Louisiana. Yes, we are talking about Christmas. We are talking about December, and we thank God for blessing us all 11 months and allow us to see the 12th month of the year in the United States. Yes. December, most people, a lot of people celebrate Christmas, and Christmas is Jesus Christ's birthday. And I told you I was going to come back and tell you about a little about Advocate for Justice. You can go to the Advocate for Justice website. It's advocateforjustice65.godaddy.com. GoDaddySites.com. You can go to my Facebook page. Yes, I'm on social media. Yes, I am. I'm on social media. So you can go to social media. My name is Valerie Jefferson. So you can go to my social media page, Valerie Jefferson. That's it. You're going to see me dressed in black with red gloves on and my Christmas picture. So, but nevertheless, Advocate for Justice is we are a broadcast show on this radio station, and we talk about justice. We talk about Jesus. We talk about joy. We talk about the community. We give announcements that's going on around our surrounding areas. Right, we might highlight an organization or an issue that's going on, but we do not promote, we do not sell anything. We ask for donation, though. Yes, we ask for donation in behalf of growth, in behalf of getting the information out community-wise to help us to spread out further, right? Because we're low power, that means that more money come in, the further we can go. Send your donation to WAMF radio station. You go to WAMF.org and you can see the information about the radio station, and you slide on down. You can look at the different broadcasts from the different companies, business, organization, Advocate for Justice, and you might see someone else. We appreciate it if you support us financially and support us. Listen to our broadcast. And spread it out. Tell your family, your friends, and your community, and your organization. And you can share the website link. You can share it on your Facebook page. You can share it in your network. Email it out. So the more people we have listened to us, the bigger supporter we will have, the bigger broadcast we will have. So for we can spread out this good news, this information. We are a radio station for the community, voice for the people. Simple as that. We don't negative stuff. We don't cuss nobody out. We don't do none of that stuff. Not on this broadcast. Advocate for Justice, do not cuss nobody out. We lift you up, encourage you, try to give you information. I'll tell you where I got it from. For you can go look it up and go ask for yourself. Fact check me. That's why I say fact check me. Yeah, go ask AI. AI tell you, and I hope AI tell you about Psalm 37:28. Let me tell you what Psalm 37:28 says. The Lord loves justice and does not forsake his faithful ones. Go ask AI about that. Yes, yes. Yes, when we speak up and stand up and show up for justice, we are showing love publicly. We are showing that we are for righteousness. We are for justice. We are for what's good for mankind. Yes, I'm a labor girl. Yes, I am. I belong to a union. Yes. Yes, I belong to a union. I support a union. I support laborers. I support my colleagues, my co-workers. When I say my co-workers, everyone that's working on the ground, boots on the ground, that's what I'm talking about. Holding the executives in the companies, in the business, and the politician accountable how they treat labor. If you treat us right, I'm a strong believer, this is me, strong believer in when you treat labor right, your workers right, your employees right, when I say right, with respect, with kindness, livable wages, insurance, pension, right? Respectful, healthy working place, right? So when you do that, that person, that group of people should be loyal to the person that treated them with full respect. If that person not doing their job, after you explain to them, after you gave them a chance and you were gracious to them, you know, you were kind-hearted to them, you explained it to them, you trained them for the position, trained them for the job, and after 30 days or 6 months, 12 months, they still don't have it, that job is not for that person. Mm-mm. Everybody's not a people person. If it's a public job and deal with people, everybody is not a people person. Everybody can talk to the public. Because sometimes the public is unkind. And that person might, you know, give whatever that the public give to them. Might give it right back to them. Yes, yes. So you need a kind person to talk to the public. Yes, yes, yes. Then that person might be for, you know, a desk job, a computer job, a maintenance job that's non-public relations. Yeah, like that. Non-public relation. So that's how I look at it. But if the person is healthy, stable mentally, emotionally, body able, that person should work. Illegal, that person should work. I started working when I was in elementary. Yes. So work it. Yes, Lord. Thank God. Thank God for work, for jobs. Yes. So that's me. That's my thought. I'm just giving you my thought because we are celebrating joyous time this year, this season, this month because it's December. Yes, joy bells is ringing. We're celebrating Christmas. Well, I'm celebrating Christmas. And I hope that joy bells is contagious and we share love and share joy and we be kind to one another. And be kind to the less fortunate. Some people is not fortunate like some people, right? Some people have more and more to share. Hopefully, the ones who are able to share, share it. Yeah. Pray about it and ask the good Lord who you should share it with and share it. That means that you have more room for getting more blessings, to receive more blessings. Yes, that's how I look at it. I might be wrong, but that's how I look at it. So I told you a little something about Advocate for Justice. I'm here to encourage. I'm here every Wednesday from 12 to 1 on this station, WAMF 90.3 FM. If you cannot catch me on the radio station, you can catch me on the web, on the website, WAMF.org. And you can catch me anytime. You can listen to me in the morning and night and day. When you wake up, when you're driving, yeah, anytime if you catch me on the web, on the website, but on the radio station, you can catch me on Wednesdays from 12 to 1, 90.3 FM. Yes, that's it. So we're going to go back and listen to some more Christmas music. How that sound? Some more Christmas music. I'm in a Christmas joyous mood. I hope for that you in a Christmas joyous mood. Yes, because that's what it's all about. Joy. Joy's time. because I believe that Jesus was born, and I believe I was taught in a winter month, and they chose December, and I choose to believe this. I'm not pushing it on you. I'm just telling you what I think, what I believe, what I'm, this me. So we know that I know the man was born, Jesus. So I'm celebrating December 25th. Yeah. So I'll be celebrating this whole month, December. Joy is time. Joy, joy, joy. Bells is ringing. Yes, it is. Okay, I'm thinking about Give Love at Christmas Time by who? The Temptations. I think this is a Temptation song. So hope you enjoy Give Love at Christmas. I'm speaking of love with justice, treating everybody fairly, treating everybody with respect. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. The love that shows that you like them. You like them. You know, you can love people, but you don't like them. But the love that I'm talking about, that you speak up for righteousness, for justice, that everybody have a decent place to live, everybody have food, clothes, shoes. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of love. That kind of love. Clean air, clean water. That kind of love. Healthy food. That Kind of Love. You are listening to Advocate for Justice, your host Valerie J, on the WAMF LP 9.3 FM radio station, located in New Orleans. Yes, real love. Yes, real love. See, I told y'all we gonna be listening to some Motown, some old school SKOOL music, Christmas music, this whole month. So I'm thinking about telling y'all about some announcements, a couple of announcements that's going on in my head, in my mind. I want to tell you all that that Tennessee had their election this month, because I don't know when you're listening to the radio say, so they had a special election, and Republican got back in, not no Democrats, so you need to look up their election. And also the House in Washington, the representatives, you know, the congressmen, they back in session, so you need to look that up. So they supposed to be taking care of our business, like this health care information business that's going on, affordable health care. The nickname is Obamacare. So, but the real name is Affordable Care Act. That's the real name. And so that's going on right now. So we need to pray for our senators and our representatives. Matter of fact, you need to contact them and let them know how you feel, that you don't want your health insurance to go up. Everybody's health insurance gonna go up. This is my opinion. Go look it up. Fact check me. Go ask AI. If you're on affordable health care, it's going to go up. If you're private, it's still going to go up, but it's not going to go up as much as affordable health care, Obamacare. So, if you, for example, if you are paying $100 for affordable health care, the words that's out on the street that your healthcare going up triple, quadruple. So you need to find out how much your healthcare gonna go up. Your healthcare. Ask your agent. Call up and ask and find out how much your healthcare gonna go up. Then if you private insurance, your healthcare is still going to go up, but it's not going to go as much up as the Obamacare. But I just don't understand that. How in the world the healthcare going to go up for the one who can't afford healthcare, but your healthcare going to go up? I that's not no logic to me. You know, that's me. That's me thinking. Oh, I might be in my feelings. So in my emotions. So I'm just going to calm myself down here. And the one who can't afford it, they don't even have health insurance because they millionaires. No, they billionaires. They don't have a health insurance. Insurance is for the poor people. That's right. It's for the poor people. And we the one have to pay. For the middle class and for the poor people. We the one have to pay. Yes. That don't make sense. That don't make sense to me. That's me. But I don't know about anybody else. So we need to let them know, hold whoever make a decision on this health insurance. We need to let them know how we feel about it by calling them, emailing them, and let them know that we can't afford it. Well, I don't know. You might can't afford it, but I cannot afford it. I cannot afford my insurance go up $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. I cannot afford that. No, I cannot. So, and I'm hearing about some people are health insurance going up higher than that. Man, $2,000 or $3,000 a month. So a lot of people might not have insurance. And guess what? When they do go to the emergency room cannot turn them down. We still got to pay for it. That means our taxes gonna go up. Somebody got to pay for it. So this I'm thinking, and I might be wrong. I'm just thinking. So we need to get involved. Everybody, y'all need to get involved now. The only way that we're going to make a change is we got to be a change ourselves. We got to get active. We got to vote. We got to find out who is for what, who is voting for what. Are you voting for our best interests? Are you voting for your own interests? Are you voting for that's 1% interest, the millionaires and the billionaires, right? So, you got to get involved. You don't get involved, we can't blame nobody but ourselves. Yeah, you got to get involved with your community, get involved with organizations, get involved in your church, for we can make a change, the change for the betterment for everybody, for everybody. So the wind is saying that the wind, or the words in the street, is saying that the right side is against the left side. The Republican against the Democrats. And the Democrats is fighting for the betterment of mankind and the insurance, cost of living, working place, working conditions. And the Republican is supporting the rich. I'm talking about the millionaires and the billionaires and saving tax dollars for them. So that's the word in the street. But I don't know. You got to look it up for yourself. So after you look it up, then you spread the word. You spread the truth. Spread the truth, not a lie. You spread what's going on in your household, in your community, in your neighborhood, in your city, in your town, in your state. Because, y'all, I'm telling you, it's not looking good. It's not looking good for the poor man, for the one who just is making it, for the working man. It's not looking good for the labor man, for the union man, for the ones who out there keeping this country rolling, for the ones who are out there keeping this country moving forward, building this country up. I'm speaking of the United States. It's not looking good for us. These laws that they making, it's not looking good. I'm telling you, how in the world are you going to pay your house note or your rent, your buy groceries, pay your utilities, if you got to spend $2,000 or $3,000 on your health insurance? Just think about it. On your health insurance, it's not looking good. But guess what? Nobody's not going to know how we feel unless we speak up. You got to speak up. And you got to pay attention who is voting what way. And when it's time to, guess what? When it's time to reelect them, you need to vote them out. That's it. If a person in authority position, locally, state, and federal, up there in the Congress, in the White House, judges, in the judicial system, when it's time for the people to speak, is at the voting box, the ballots, is at the ballots. That's when we speak, by voting. That's the bottom line. And we got a chance right now to tell the United States congressman up there at the White House, because the session is open now in December. It's open. They open right now. It's going to close. They're going to close, I think, around December the 18th, something like that. Well, we're Googling, finding out, fact checking, XAI. So while they up there now working in our behalf, it's time for us to let them know that we need for this Obamacare to be extended. We need the working class, the ones who cannot afford this high insurance, to let this insurance stay as is. So they work on something else better, not hurting the working class people, not hurting the one who can afford it. We cannot afford no insurance, and you're going up on it. I don't understand it, but you're saving money for the rich. For your millionaires, for your trillionaires, the billionaires. That's not logic to me. So we need to pray and ask God to show up at the White House. He will. Tell him to represent us at the White House. Tell him to represent us in Congress with the senators, with the representatives. He will. But we got to come together and ask him to show up and shine so bright that darkness got to flee. Bless him with praises, and ask him to bless our representative with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and with love, with compassion. They need compassion. If they do not have compassion on the people that vote them in there, we need to vote them out. That's my opinion. Simple as that. And we need to get involved. We need to get some information. We need to Google them. We need to research that person in your district and find out how they voting. Go on YouTube. Listen to how they speaking. Yes. So we need to do some things for ourselves. You need to get active in the organizations that's telling the truth. Not blaming on one party. Not blaming on this party. No, they're speaking facts. And showing you data. Showing you the video. Yeah. That's love in action, y'all. That's love in action. So let me get back to joyous love. Peaceful love. Understanding love. Compassionate love. Yes, joy bells is ringing in December. Yes, we are playing Christmas music to get everybody in the mood for Christmas. Joy bells. Joy bells. Joy bells. What about Joy to the World by Whitney Houston? Ooh, that woman could sing. That woman, Lord, she was a psalmist. She could, oh, man, I love to hear her sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Joy, 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 joy sing joy to the world. Sing joy,
sing joy to the world. Sing joy.
Joy, I'm trying to tell y'all, joy to the world. Yes, it's Christmas time, December 2025. It's Christmas, Christmas time. You are listening to Advocate for Justice, your host, Valerie J, on the WAMFLP 90.3 FM radio station located in New Orleans. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know y'all saying, why she keep on saying that? Because I want you to know who you listening to. I want to know where you, I want you to know where you at. You are on 90.3 FM. That's WAMF. Radio station. Advocate for Justice. If you miss me here, you always can go to the website. WAMF.org. Go to the website. You can find out information about the radio station. And you can look at and listen to where you can listen to other broadcast radio shows, right? Yes. Hopefully you'll get some information. Hopefully you'll be encouraged and, you know, get some information to share with your family, friends, and your community, with your organization. Hopefully that you are involving other organizations and your church and your community. That's how we can make things better for this generation and next generation. This generation is preparing ourselves for we can prepare the one, the next generation behind us, right? So the one before us, our parents and our grandparents, our great-grandparents and our elderlies, they paved the way for us. So the baton right now is in our hands. So right now we are learning each other, getting this information, getting active, getting involved, for we can prepare the next generation behind us, the younger generation. They would not know unless we tell them. Just like our elders told us and showed us. They showed us love. They gave us information of facts. They sharing their wisdom with us, their experience with us. For we can learn to do better. And guess what? We have the baton in our hand, for we can pass the baton to the next generation behind hands and their hands behind us, for they can do the same as well. But we got to do what's right, do what's truth, right? Stand on righteousness, fight for justice, and live through love. That's my motto. That's me, not you. That's me. Now, I'm not pushing. My motto, my belief on nobody, I'm just sharing. That's it. I'm just sharing. They're sharing with you some information. But this month we are celebrating what? Christmas. What is this month? December. The 12th month of the year. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I got some more music for you. I got some more information for you. You know that New Orleans, the city councilman and the new mayor is coming in January. Right now they're getting their people together. They're getting their staff together. Excuse me. They're getting their staff together. They're getting their administration together this month. So pray for God to lead them and guide them. Bless them with staff that are servants of the people. Because, you know, sometimes the people, the public may call their office in our feelings. Because certain things happen to us and we want to know why this is going on. So we get emotional, we get that feeling. So the person that answer the phone, that answer the email, you know, they people too. So pray that the good Lord bless them with thick skin and a soft voice. Soft voice when they answer the phone. Thick skin to handle what we issue. But at the same time, we got to show respect if we want respect, y'all. That is the God heaven truth. If we want it, we got to give it. That's right now. Come on now. Come on now. Let's be real. Let's be real about it. If we want our local government, our state government, and the federal government, and the White House, and our congressmen to do their job and be respectful, we got to give it. Yes, yes. The same thing that we want them to do, we got to do it ourselves. We got to hold our own self accountable. As like we got to hold them accountable. They need to hold us accountable too. That's right. They need to ask us, well, what you doing? What you done? Are you doing anything? Can you send me some information? Can you send me some receipts? Can you send me a video? Can you give me some witnesses? Yes, that's how they go. Yes, if we want them to fight for us, I'm talking about the government, from the local all the way up to the feds, we got to have some receipts. Yes, we got to have some videos, witnesses, some documentations. Yes, we need to have that. Yes, then we can hold them accountable. Well, I gave you the receipts. I gave you the documentations. And you're still not doing what we voted for you to do. Fight for justice. Speak up for the community. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when they not doing that, guess what? We vote them out of there. Oh, I'm going to keep on saying that, but you can't vote if you're not registered. Yeah, you got to go register. Then you got to, after you register, when it's time to vote, you got to actually go and vote. You can mail in your vote, or you can go early vote, or you can go vote on that day. We have no excuse. No excuse. If you're legal, if you're 18, you can go vote. I don't care if you've been to jail. If it's not no felony offense, guess what? You can go vote. We got some rights. The ones who've been in jail, been incarcerated, you got some rights. You need to look up your rights. You still might can go vote. You need to check your rights out. You got rights. You need to check them out. Yeah, I found that out myself last year. I found that out myself. So you have rights. That means everybody is somebody. You're valuable. You have a voice. And you need to use it. If you don't use it and you start to complain and being negative, you need to be still and be quiet. I'm saying it in a nice way. Because I would like to receive respect. So I need to give respect. So I'm not telling nobody to, you know, do that and do this, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm saying you need to be still and be quiet. Because you're not doing anything. You're not going and vote. You're not active. You're not active in church. You're not active in your community. You're not active in your neighborhoods. You're not active in an organization that fight for justice, that fight for righteousness. No, you're not doing none of that. So, be still and be quiet. Yes. There. Right there. I know everybody is not no advocate for justice or no speaker. But you can do something. You can call your senators and your representative and your city councilman. You call on that phone for everything else. You text for everything else. You text for gossip. You text for gossip. You call up for gossip. Guess what? You can call up for righteousness. You can call up for justice. Hello. Hello, somebody. That's right. Ring that bell. Bingo. Mm-hmm. That's how they go. That's how they go right there. So, let me get off my soapbox, because you know I get emotional. I get start talking all loud, and people start telling me I'm hollering. I'm not hollering. I just get excited. So let me calm myself down, because we are celebrating Christmas. Joy, joy, joy. Yes, we are celebrating Jesus' birthday. Well, I'm celebrating Jesus' birthday. I don't know what you're going to be celebrating, but in this house, we're going to be celebrating Jesus' birthday. And I'm not telling you who to celebrate, who to praise, who to honor. Me in my house, we're going to praise the Lord. Yes. And if you listen to this broadcast, which I hope that you continue to listen to this broadcast, Advocate for Justice, I hope that you support us, but you will hear Jesus, joy, and justice a lot. I'm telling you. Because everybody is somebody. Everybody needs to have health care. Good working conditions, respect, yes, breathing good clean air, drinking good clean water, yes, I believe in that, this is my belief, I'm thinking, yes, this me thinking, yes, that's me, I'm just saying, I believe in the people have a voice, yes, and yes, I belong and support many organizations like A Community Voice, like the NAACP, like Black Voters Matters, Power Coalition, like ATU, that's Animated Transit Union, AFL-CIO, Labor, Organizing, yes, Unity, yes, Church, yes, I'm speaking of church that believe and lift up Jesus Christ, that's me, yeah, and live his word. Well, we try to live his word. I try to live his word out loud, publicly and privately. That's me. I'm not telling you what to believe in, who to believe in. That's me. So if you listen to this broadcast, you will hear that. And I hope when you see me on the streets or anywhere that I shows that. I show that. Sometimes I get, you know, passionate, you know, but I do love and show love. Yes, I do. Yes. I'm just telling you, that's me. So I hope it be contagious. I hope the joy that the Lord had given me be contagious, that we could spread joy all over the land. Hope the love that the Lord has given me be contagious, that we could show love all over the land. I hope that justice be contagious, that justice shine, shine, shine so bright all over the land that darkness got to flee. Hello, somebody. Ring that bell. Bingo. That's what I'm talking about. You not gonna believe this, what I found. Louisiana Christmas Day, sung by Brother Aaron Neville, right? Y'all not gonna believe this here. But I got to let you listen to this song right here. Yes, I said y'all. You said you all, but I just put those two words together. You are listening to Valerie J on the Advocate for Justice. I let you be you. Let me be me. But I want you to listen to this song. Y'all listen to this song. I want to get everybody in a Christmas mood. Christmas mood. Y'all joy. Joy bells. Hello. Bingo, somebody ring that bell. Louisiana Christmas song for Christmas Day. Louisiana Christmas Day, y'all.
I'm a family man. I wasn't born wrong. But it seems like every Christmas finds me far from my home. I love singing my song, but it gets me down. To hang my stocking in some hotel when the fat man comes to town. But it's alright, it's gonna be okay. Cause this year I'll be home, coming through the end of Christmas Day. Oh, 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 mama, I'm gonna find a way. Your little boy's coming on home. By you, no, that won't be slow. But my friends all invite me round for a Christmas fado. I'm gonna hop up a plane, or I'll use my phone. But you best believe I'll be around that tree when Christmas morning comes. Oh, oh, it's alright, it's gonna be okay. Your little boy coming on home from a Louisiana Christmas Day. Thank you.
Y'all know y'all gonna hear that song again. That's gonna be on my playlist. You are listening to Valerie J on the Advocate for Justice, the radio station WAMF LP 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. The radio station that give the people a voice. When I say the people, I mean the people of the community a voice to speak and speak the truth. Yes, because everybody is somebody. Oh, yeah. Yes. Y'all know y'all gonna hear that song again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Advocate for Justice this week. We are on every Wednesday from 12 to 1 on 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, on the station WAMF. WAMF. And thank you for your support, your prayers. Thank you for sharing this radio station. Thank you for sharing this broadcast with your family, friends, and your neighborhood and your network. In fact, if you go on the website of the radio station, WAMF.org, you can talk with the manager. And who knows, you might want to do a broadcast. You might want to come on and... do a broadcast, a weekly broadcast, a monthly broadcast. You talk to the manager. He is very nice. He's very respectful, knowledgeable. And I really thank God for him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Chico, I appreciate you, brother. So, nevertheless, we're going to move on a little further. Y'all have a great week. Remember to smile. If you want to smile back, you got to give a smile. If you want a kind word, you got to give a kind word. I'm going to leave this with you. God's plan, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So if you want a hope in the future, guess what? It's in our hands. It's on our lips to give hope in the future to someone else. God give it to us. So let's share our love. Let's share our joy. Let's share our wisdom to somebody else, with somebody else. That's how we can change the world. By family, by person, by family, by community, by neighborhood, by town, by city, by state. And guess what? United States and United States can change the world by showing ourselves friendly, by showing ourselves lovely and kind. That's right. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we can speak life to others. Guess what? That's going to come back to us. So remember, show love, you'll get love. Show joy, you will get love. You will get joy. Be peaceful, you will receive peace. This is December. Let's show some joy. Merry, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a Merry Christmas. There you go. Show some love. That's it. Bingo, somebody. You done won the test. You done won. You done won the test. You done passed the test. Joy bells is ringing. Later.